Girls, welcome back again to another episode. It's your boy Adele, and I know it has been a very long time again. As you know, I have been busy with different things, different projects, trying to stay focused and try to record an episode for the podcast quite a few times, but I was just like so busy and I just didn't have time. And today, while I'm sitting in the park, just enjoying a little bit of sunshine in London, I thought I'd just share some, you know, some golden nuggets. And I really do hope that they help. First of all, I just want to say thank you for those of you who have been messaging me on Facebook and on Instagram, especially on Instagram. Thank you so much for following as well. And I try to get back to your messages. And for those of you who still haven't heard back from me, I will do my best to answer all your messages. I do apologize. And yes, just today I want to make it a little bit short and sweet and just talk about the importance of not just relying on one advertising platform like Facebook or Google, because this can be a very, very dangerous and it can cause a lot of problems for your business. This happened to me quite a few years back when I was relying just on Facebook and that's it. And one day my ad account got suspended or got blocked. Like I couldn't use it was just like disabled. And it was just going crazy. I didn't know what to do, and I've lost all my sales and my ads and my customers and my data and everything, because once Facebook disables your ad account, you lose your lookalike audiences, you lose all your data, because if obviously you have breached their privacy policy and all this kind of good stuff. But there is good thing that you can use other platforms like Snapchat and Pinterest and Etsy as well. There's a lot of different ways that you can use. But the one that I've found quite a lot of success in is Snapchat and Pinterest. These two platforms you can use, they are exactly similar to Facebook. The only thing about Snapchat, the minimum spent is £20 or around $20. And Pinterest, it can start from as much as £5 or $5, and you can start testing. But Snapchat is good. If you know your audience, if you know who you are targeting, then Snapchat is really good, because it helps, you know, to drive traffic. Or with Snapchat, once you set up your Snapchat business manager, then you can start with things like brand awareness, or you can start with traffic to your website. You can't, you will not be able to use the conversion yet, because they ask you to install the Snapchat Pixel into your Shopify store or WooCommerce store, whatever the platform you're using. If it's Shopify, it's quite easy. You will have to follow the instructions on Snapchat that gives you the link. How to install Snapchat Ad Manager into your Shopify store, and then install the Pixel and connect it all. And you can also link your catalog from your Shopify to Snapchat. It's really good. It's really good if you know your audience, because it helps instead of just taking, you know, if just guessing and starting from scratch. If you have a little bit of data from Facebook, you can use that as well, because at least you know who's buying your product. If it's fashion, if it's trendy products, or if it's a problem-solving product, whatever it is, if you know, then you can use Snapchat. Use the metrics, use your data that Facebook provides you, that gives you an idea. That's why you're using Facebook. Most of the times, I'd say you start with Facebook and Instagram first to collect the data, and then use that data on other platforms, as I said, like Snapchat or Pinterest. Yes, so with Snapchat, you can use it and you can start running traffic to your website, and you can as well, using the Snapchat Pixel, you can track all the customers that go into your website. I'm sorry about the noise, because as I said, I'm just sitting in the park. It's very sunny today, and just do apologize about the noise. There's a helicopter flying it over. So yes, that's what you need to do. With Snapchat, you got all the instructions, and it's really, really good because it gives you a lot of information as well that you're, you know, once you collect some data, you can then use it for conversions. But as I said, you have to have 50 purchases using the Snapchat, a Snapchat pixel, then you can start using conversions. But you can start using Snapchat Ad Manager, and they have really some really cool tools that you can use to create videos or photos. Really, really good. So try and test it. Try it. Go to Ad Snapchat Business Manager or Snapchat Ads Manager.com or something like that. You will find it. Just Google it and you will find it. And it's really good, so you can play around with it. And you also can create lookalike audiences using the data you've collected if you're running ads through Snapchat. Really, really good as well. I've tested it. It works. I've run traffic to some of my websites. Yes, I've got some purchases, and it's really cheap as well. Remember, there isn't that much attention on Snapchat at the moment. Everybody's focused on Facebook and Instagram and all that. That's why it's getting ridiculously expensive now. Look at the CPM in certain countries. Like, if you're trying to target certain countries, like let's say USA, UK, Canada, Australia, and all the main countries, the CPM is just ridiculous. Especially if you don't know who your audience is exactly, or if you're just testing the product. £5 testing doesn't work anymore. So that's just one thing that I still see a lot of gurus out there. They'll be like, you can just start with $5 now. $5 is not going to give you new data at all, especially if you're trying to test a product in USA, UK, Canada, and Australia. What kind of data are you going to get? Now, that's not enough for Facebook to generate you sales or even some data to actually see if the product is a winning product or not. So you can start using other platforms like Snapchat. Go ahead, start with Snapchat and see how it is. And it's the exact same thing with Pinterest. Pinterest is more similar to Facebook and is up and coming because you can get CPC or cost per click for as much as 10 cent or 10p in the UK. So it's nothing, really, like nothing. You won't get that in Facebook or in Google Ads. No way. So try Pinterest as well. You can use the exact same method. You can install the pixel, that Pinterest business manager that you need to use, not just personal Pinterest, but use the business one. And then you can get the pixel and install it in your Shopify Liquid theme. If you go to customize Shopify theme and you need to click customize, and you go to edit, and then the drop down menu, you go straight to edit code, and then in the header section you can install the HTML code that Pinterest gives you. It's a little bit tricky with Pinterest. They haven't made it as easy as Snapchat. With Pinterest, you have to do everything manually yourself, or just try and watch YouTube videos on how to install the pixel and all the events you want to have on your Shopify store to collect the data for your Pinterest. So Pinterest, as I said, is exactly the same steps as Facebook to run ads, from campaign, ad set level, and then the ad level. It's exactly the same with the interest, the targeting, and everything. And you can start for as much as $5, which is probably good with Pinterest because you can get the cost per click, the CPC or cost per click, as for not even 10 cents. So do that, try and test it. But then again, you have to install the pixel because you don't want your data to go to waste. You want to collect that data and then to create lookalike audiences, because you can do that with Pinterest as well. So you do that. Watch YouTube videos, yeah, because on YouTube there are some people that will be able to show you how to install the pixel using HTML into your Shopify. As I said, you can go to customize theme and then click on the edit code, and then you put that HTML code on in the header section. You know, the head, between the head and the head. You know, there is that section there, that's where you put it to track all the events you want, and that way you can, you know, collect data and track the events, like checkout or purchases or whatever. And again, with Pinterest, you need at least 50 conversions before you can run conversion for your website. So again, you can start with brand awareness, or you can start with traffic. I'd say start with traffic. Traffic, you know, straight to your website, so you can see the interactions that the customers are having on your website. So try different platforms. Snapchat and Pinterest are the best so far. I've tested them both. I've had some good results with them, and I'm still learning about them as well. You know, just getting the platform and start using them to get more, because there isn't that much attention on them so far. You know, there are other big brands like that are using Snapchat ads, like Nike and Adidas and all the women's fashion stuff. But then again, you get your piece of the pie as well. As I said, you can always start testing, and if you know the audience or your market, then it's much better. So this is, as I said, it's just going to be a quick one to just give you a little bit of a tip on how to use Snapchat and Pinterest. Very cheap at the moment, really, really cheap. So go ahead, test them, and if you get any good results, if you drive traffic and they convert, make sure you guys use the pixels, watch YouTube videos or whatever, just make sure you install the pixels on your Shopify to track everything, because you need data for your Snapchat ads and for your Pinterest ads. If you just run random traffic into your website without installing the pixels and all the codes, then it's a waste of money, because you don't actually know where that traffic is coming from. So make sure you do that. As I said, Snapchat, they make it easy for you to install the Snapchat into using that Snapchat app into your Shopify. Very easy. Pinterest, a little bit tricky, but I wouldn't say it's that difficult. But just watch YouTube videos, and I'm sure you will find someone who can show you exactly how to install the Pinterest pixel code into your Shopify store or WooCommerce or whatever the platform you're using. Try them, and please, if you get any good results, very cheap CPCs or cost per clicks or traffic or whatever, just make sure you send me a DM on my Instagram. Let me know how it goes, if you're finding any good results or you're finding success, because everyone is different. Like, probably if you have a winning product on Facebook and you test it on Snapchat, it might make you, you know, more successful, you know, because you have to test different platforms. And the problem with Facebook now, they're running out of space. There's too much competition now, and there isn't that much space, to be fair, you know, because that's why the prices are going up. So try Snapchat, try Pinterest, and I really hope that today's episode has helped you. And if it does, just make sure you send me a DM, follow me on my Instagram. It's Lord at Lord the Vibe, and you'll find me just LORDDA Vibe. Lord the Vibe. You'll find me. It's easy. Send me a DM. Let's connect. Let's talk. And as I said to you, I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have. I just want to wish you guys a very pleasant day, wherever you are in the world. And I really do hope I'll catch you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.